Share it, boys. Money for all. Race 7, number 11, Donald, Henry Dwyer's horse, about 12 to 1. That's Maggie. He's spoken. We like to share them with our audience. Life has changed for all of us since the COVID-19, and it changed enormously for us when we stopped seeing our great friend Michael Sheehan on a Friday. But despite what he said on a podcast, apparently, where he wouldn't appear on a station that doesn't want me, that's just not true. He has been good enough to join us. Michael, welcome.
Hello, Gaz. Hello, Tim.
Oh, great to hear you.
I'm excited to be back talking Fun Friday. I haven't had a Fun Friday for about 8 months, and here it is.
What have you been doing in this isolation period? What?
I'm here.
Hello, Timmy.
I get to see you. Unlike Gary, I is at a disadvantage here. You don't live far from me, so I get to see you riding your bike around the streets here with your helmet on. Always, you're a responsible rider of a bike, if you don't mind me saying.
Let me paint the picture. Tim does get to see me, but he doesn't bother to talk to me. It's like he's in the Olympic selection trials for walking. He's got his things in his ears, and he waves like the Queen to about 100 people, and he just doesn't stop for anyone, traffic lights included.
He could ride alongside you. You could have a great conversation.
We did that one morning, Tim, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Until you crashed your bike into the tree, and that was the last time we ever went and did that, Mike.
Did you pick me up?
Of course I did. And dusted you off. What have you been doing in this difficult period of isolation?
Well, look, I don't mean to trivialise it, but I've actually had a pretty good time. I've spent 10 weeks at Sorrento. I've had my two daughters there and Kate's two grandkids. So, you know, it hasn't been as difficult for me as it has been for most people. And I've watched a lot of TV shows, you know, TV series and read books. So I've done lots of things that I hadn't bothered or had the time to do previously.
Got a recommendation for our audience? We love a little TV series that we can
enjoy. Well, there's a series called Catastrophe.
Oh.
I don't know if you've heard of it. Now, it's very good, but I tell you, it is slightly uncomfortable when you're watching it with your kids. Some of those sex scenes, I was a bit like Tim's old man. When they come on, I get up and make a cup of tea as if it's just coincidental. But it's, I said to one of the girls, I said, look, I like this show, but I think you should watch it upstairs or I'll go upstairs. We can't be doing it together.
Wow. And what about a little book? I like to read as well. Have you been reading something?
I'll tell you, are you interested enough in racing to want to read about a horse? There's a horse called American Pharaoh. It's the most recent winner of the Triple Crown in America. And it's a great book. I loved it. I think you need to be immersed in racing to really enjoy it. But one that will suit you, Gaz. Another one that will suit you.
What?
What?
Tim liked racehorsing. He called it last week.
This is the other one that I've just finished and I really enjoyed. It was 50 Years Sober. And it's by a bloke, an Australian guy called Ross Fitzgerald, an academic, an alcoholic's journey. And he said he stopped drinking at 25 because if he hadn't, he would have been dead at 26. And he hasn't missed an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting since. Goes every week to AA just to make sure he stays off the wagon.
Sounds like a very serious book, Mike. Is it?
No, he's a great writer. There's plenty of light moments in it, Tim. No, you'll enjoy it.
Hey, can I ask you this, Michael?
No, you go, Gaz. You're the boss.
I just want to ask, because I've got so many things I want to have a talk to you about. This perception that the AFL have missed the kick here with the NRL starting 2 weeks ago.
That's rubbish, isn't it?
Well, you know, in your old paper this morning, Michael Warner, who's a very good journalist, NRL darts ahead. The AFL misses the board in 2020 reboot. He says we've been left for dead.
Well, we're not even in competition. This is the part that someone was talking about the other day about the AFL should pay for Landy's $30 million or something. I mean, I don't see AFL in competition with the NRL. Do you?
No, I don't.
I mean,
I mean, there's an insecurity about with some people with our great code who think that the walls are crumbling down because we're going to start the season 2 weeks later.
Well, not for me. I think it's the AFL have been very responsible in this. Not that I don't have any issue with the NRL, but it is not my code. My preferred football code is Australian football. And I think in the majority of cases that applies, even though I'm sure there are some who have got, you know, some allegiances to, say, Storm and their AFL club, but primarily they're different audiences.
Mm, I concur.
Do you agree or not?
No, I'm a bit baffled by it all, I think.
Are you listening to me, Gaz?
I'm talking to you. I said I'm a bit baffled by this whole question.
I am too, Mike. I'm letting Gary ask the questions because you and I had a nice conversation yesterday, and I know Gary hasn't spoken to you for a while, so it sounds like he's dried up already, though, Mike.
I thought Gazza hadn't been showing you a lot of respect, I don't think, in recent times. For I don't know if that's a broad view. For Timbo.
Don't you fall into that nonsense.
I think it's... It used to be the partnership when I was here on Fun Friday, but I think it's definitely Gary won now and Tim when it suits him.
Well, we're doing it remotely, Michael, and sometimes the wisp wanders off and gets his muesli in the morning and all of a sudden I find myself talking to myself.
And enjoying it.
Hey, Mike, you love your footy. We know that. You love your AFL football. This week there's been Hall of Fame inductions. Jonathan Brown, when I say the name Jonathan Brown, what comes readily to mind for you?
Just his big, bold personality and his courage on the footy field. And the other thing I think that sometimes gets forgotten, his propensity to kick a goal when it had to be kicked. I love blokes who can do that under pressure because that's something I could never do. And just as I think Brownie was just the master at that. And people, you had to love watching Brownie play, don't you think? No question, absolutely. About his courage.
Absolutely. Does he match, you know, the big characters that have been in our game over the years, the big alpha male type characters that have been in our game. Does he match the biggest that we've ever been able to produce in our game, do you think?
Oh, I think so. I think there's a bit of EJ about Brownie. He just doesn't worry about conventions. And he's, you know, he's a big, if he's in a room, he's the dominant figure. I mean, you know, I see him on television. He's even brave enough to challenge Gaz and talk over the top of him. So he's the full package for me, Brownie.
We asked this question the other day. If you had Revolt, Nick, that is, Brown and Carey on the couch or on a panel, who's got the biggest presence and who's the alpha there?
No, I think Brownie is. I think I love Nick Revolt. I do. I think Nick Revolt is probably made one of two or three blokes who have made the smoothest transition from playing ranks to the media. I love how he thinks about his football and what he says and his willingness to offer his true opinion. I still would have Brownie as the one who I would think at the end of the show you'd talk about what Brownie had said or the way he made his point. Well, you work with him, Gaz. What do you think?
No, I love working with him as well for all those very same reasons. And I agree, Revolt has been a revelation, and I don't reckon Duck would take a backward step, so I think it'd be a very interesting panel.
He never has.
No, he doesn't. Hey, Mike, in this abbreviated season, do you think at the end of all this, when we get the best team and the premiership team, do you think there will be an asterisk alongside that?
No, that's another thing I can't understand. If we play 17 games in a final series, it won't devalue the premiership for the team that wins. No way. I just think that's illogical to think like that. 17 games. It's not like we're going to play 4 weeks, is it? That's a very good sample where everyone plays each other once. And the final series will be on the traditional formula. So, no, I couldn't understand. It's like a lot of things in the last 3 months, Tim. Lots of things have gained headlines and been talked about a lot because there's nothing else to talk about.
Been a lot of bluing, a lot of people having barneys with each other along the way.
Well, because we probably, the thing that occupies us is not there, is it?
Oh.
If the football were being played, those things wouldn't happen, Gaz.
No. And this is in your wheelhouse. Eddie McGuire and Sam McClure, the old and the young, or the older and more experienced and the younger journalist, had a blue the other day about whether or not it would have been appropriate to ask Jack Stephen, as he walked into the rooms at Geelong to go to training, to ask the question, what happened on the night that you got stabbed? Now, Eddie said you had to ask the question. If not, you could get in your car and drive off. And Sam McClure said, no, in this day and age, you don't. What say you?
Yeah, no, I think I don't agree with your reading of it. I think Eddie said that you find out. I don't think he said you had to find out from Jack. You just had to find out.
And, he said you had to ask the question, didn't he?
No, he said you had to ask the question. You had to ask the question of Jack. Jack was going into training.
Well, I didn't hear. I thought he said you had to find out what happened, and that's my clear understanding of what he said, and I agree totally with him. And I'm saying it would have happened 15 or 20 years ago. I mean, I understand Sam saying that he's sympathetic to Jack Stephen, but it's a huge story in the context of football, and we still don't know what happened.
Yeah, 20 years ago, though, players wouldn't have known whether a player had a mental issue or not, or whether they'd suffered from depression and had anxiety, or that type of thing, right? We do know that about Jack.
That's
He's
true.
Had some troubles in that area. So, and he what has. Sam McClure was saying was that because of the fact that you know that, therefore you don't force the issue with somebody when you understand that they have a condition.
Yeah, that's noble. I accept that of him, but I'm on Eddie's side of this. I think it's a massive story in football, and I mean we can't sit there as the spiritual counsellor and the medical expert and decide what sort of questions we can and ask people. I mean that's not
guess.
Our job.
No, you can't second guess with someone.
No, and our job is to say this is a major incident that's happened, and I think we have a responsibility to tell football people as much as we know about it, or as much as we can find out about it.
It's like a light's gone on for me hearing you again speak and espouse your views. It is, and our audience concur. They just love the fact that you're back giving them the benefit of your wisdom.
Well, to be fair, just one serious. I loved working with you two, and I was sorry that it didn't continue.
Why is it the past tense?
Well, because it. That's it. I was told that I wasn't required.
This is the COVID period. Mike. We were going to make adjustments during COVID, but don't you worry about that, my friend. We'll be going into bat for you.
I feel like one of those folks has done 15 pre-seasons and suddenly... You know, and Mike, you got a minute? Yeah, yeah, sure.
Hey, Mike.
Look, you know, we love you. It's been good, but you're on your bike, son.
No
Mike,
chance.
in the words of Dennis Cometti, you've been centimetre perfect this morning, my friend. Centimetre perfect.
Hey, Michael.
No, I've enjoyed talking to you. Yes, Gaz.
How's my piano or Nikki's piano going?
Oh, what about you?
What?
I had it wrapped up with a bow on it, ready to be collected, and that was 9 weeks ago.
Well, I'm not allowed to go around to your house yet.
Why not?
Because of the whole coronavirus. As soon as I am, I'm coming around to get it. Is it still there?
I haven't got it. I haven't got coronavirus.
Leave it on the nature strip. Leave it on the nature strip. The wisp will pick it up and I'll deliver it to Gary, okay?
You're a great man, Jim. As are you, Gary.
And let's all get in on the act, as are you. Thanks so much for taking our call, and it may not be the last time.
Nice to talk to you, boys.
Mike Sheehan there. He's a star. And how great was it to hear his voice? Let's take our last break for the week, Wispy, and we'll be back to wrap up.